Two men went up to the temple to pray. Verse 10. One a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. Tax collectors in those days were always classified with prostitutes. Tax collector men and women prostitutes were in the same category. The worst sinners, because every tax collector was a crook who cheated and robbed people of money, and every prostitute was an immoral woman. So many, many times in the Gospels you read about tax collectors and harlots, tax collectors and prostitutes, tax collectors and prostitutes. They were the worst sinners of all. So these two people went to pray, and I don't know whether you've noticed this. Many Christians have not noticed what it says here, because we don't read the Bible carefully. To whom did the Pharisee pray? That's the first question. Read it in verse 11. He prayed to himself. He thought he was praying to God, but he was praying to himself. Does anybody pray to himself? A lot of people pray to themselves. They're not praying to God. Many people who even confess their sin, "Oh Lord, I'm a sinner," they don't really believe it. Like I told you, they may say, "Oh Lord, I'm such a wretch." On another day they hear somebody else saying so-and-so is a wretch, and they get upset. Why do they get upset? You said to God a little while ago that you're a wretch. You don't believe it. If you believed it, and somebody else said you were a wretch, you'd say that's right. What he said was right. But we say these words that look very humble, particularly in public prayer, so that we get a reputation for humility. So the Pharisee was praying to himself. And what was he thinking? So we can say that he was really thinking like this in his heart. That's what's the meaning of praying to himself. How do you pray to yourself? You're thinking like that. God. You're saying God, but you're praying to yourself. I think a lot of people who pray in public don't really pray to God. I'll tell you honestly. When I was a young Christian, born again, I was going to a church, and then I heard people praying in public, and I also started praying. And almost every time I was praying to myself. Because when I prayed, I wasn't conscious of Jesus in that room. I was conscious that all these people are listening to my prayer. So I must pray in an impressive way. They mustn't think I'm useless. I must pray in a way that'll impress them. I must impress them with my humility. So I must say, "Oh God, I'm such a wretch. I'm a rotten sinner." I must say all the right words, you know. The right words are, "I'm such a wretch. I'm a rotten sinner." And I then quote the right language from Scripture. "Oh, thank you that your blood will cleanse me." And now, I'm not asking you to judge other people's prayer. If you judge other people's prayer, you're the biggest Pharisee of all. Judge yourself. I'm not saying this to judge other people. I do not judge other people's prayer. I say, "Lord, maybe he's sincere, I don't know." But I know in my case, when I was praying in the early days in public, I would pray and I was much more conscious of the people around me listening than Jesus. I was not at all conscious of Jesus. And so, that didn't satisfy me. I would go back to my room. I was in the Navy those days. And I would say, "Lord, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I came into your midst of your people, and instead of praying to you, I prayed to myself. I prayed to exalt myself in the eyes of others so they'll realize I'm a very humble brother. Forgive me. I don't want to pray like that. I want to pray to you." So then the next week, I would pray again. Again, I'd be praying to myself. I was more conscious of the people. I'd come back home. I would repent again. Believe it or not, this went on for years. But every single time, I was determined that I would come home and cleanse myself. It's like you go home and take a bath. Well, you say you had a bath yesterday, but you want to take one another today because dirt has come onto you again. And you take another bath or shower tomorrow. And then you take another shower. And it's like going for treatment. You go for, if you've got cancer, you go for chemotherapy and the doctor tests you and says, no, you've got to come again. It's some more chemotherapy. And the doctor says, no, you still got cancer. You've got to some more chemotherapy. And you keep going, keep going, keep going till the cancer is eliminated 100%. Only then you're satisfied. Nobody will be satisfied if the doctor says, about 25% cancer is still there. You won't say, oh, that's okay. Oh, 25%. I had 80%. Now it's only 25%. I'm okay. You will not. When it comes to sickness, we are very serious. Doctor, I don't want to stop till it has become zero. So that's how I prayed to God. I said, Lord, I'm still, maybe not 80%, but still 25%. I'm still praying to people, not to you. And over a period of time, because I kept on judging myself, I came to the place where when I prayed in public, it didn't matter if nobody was in the room. I prayed to Jesus. Not only prayed, but when I sang a song, I would sing it to Jesus. Are you conscious of the words that you sing? Do you know that every song we sing is a prayer? That's another area where I didn't take seriously. I used to sing a song, you know, particularly if it's a very familiar song, which I knew the tune, I knew the words by heart. And they would sing it, and I would sing, I could shut my eyes and sing it. And I would sing and sing and sing and sing, and realize that, maybe in the olden days, we never had this projection and all, we had song books. So we would be singing song number something. And we would sing and sing and sing, and then the song is over, they go to the next hymn. And suddenly I realize, hey, I wasn't even paying attention when I sang that last song. So what I would do, when all the others were singing the next song, I would turn back on the hymn book to the old song. And I'd say, I'm sorry, Lord, I didn't mean these words. I did not mean these words. Please forgive me. And while the others were singing the other song, I would read the words that I had already sung. And I say, Lord, I want to mean it now. And I would go through that whole song and say, Lord, this time I'm meaning it. I'm not singing it, but I'm saying it to you in my heart. This is, I need thee every hour. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. Whatever it was. And then I really meant it. So that was the time I really sang that song. The rest was like a concert. Everybody singing, you join in. And as I did that a number of times, it didn't just happen once. It happened many times. I discovered that most of the time when I was singing, I wasn't really singing to God at all. I wasn't conscious of Jesus being there. Everybody's singing, and it's nice. It's like a rock concert. Everybody's singing, I'm also singing. Most of the song leaders also, they don't have a clue what they're singing. I tell you, in many, many churches, the song leaders, they themselves are not serious about what they're singing. They don't think of the words. It's just the tune, and some shake their hips, and it's the spirit of reverence that Jesus is here and I'm saying something to him is not there. And you know what the root cause of this is? Either some people are not even born again, or they've taken their relationship with God so casually that, if, for example, if the ruler of this country was sitting right here, I think all of us would be very conscious. Oh, the ruler of this country is here. But Jesus can be here and we're not even conscious of it. But we say we are born again. Well, those people in the other churches, dead churches, they also are not conscious of Jesus. And if we are in the same category, how do we say we are born again? How do we say we are different? How do we say we have life? We're in the same condition as those people. These are very, very serious issues, brothers and sisters. I'm only trying to help you to be delivered from deception. Love the truth, and then God will not deceive you. I love the truth. And the truth was I was praying to people, not to God. And so God saved me from deception. I love the truth. I said, Lord, I didn't sing this to you. I just sang it like a nice tune. I love the truth. And I said it, Lord, I'm sorry. And the Lord saved me from that deception.